for weeks, let it go. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, okay. I keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, okay. Nobody's speaking me, they told me it's my pain, it's my hope. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pads like flyers. Mean the way it came, same color as my sidekick. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no crave in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and how we be live. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. Shit. I'm loving the rap. You hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape. You'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You remind me of cake. Evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's too weak. See the heat is backed up. Love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping. Sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL. Okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie. Now pay attention. We the BL. Okay, okay, you say. Yeah. Back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Woo. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody, good, y'all. This is your girl, Ms. Kicker. You're tuned to World of Southern Radio's BOE for the races and airways. And we're going to get you on the bottom as we always do. Appreciate you walking with your girl, and let's get the show started. So, we're going to start it off with, I think we're going to start off with, I think I saved it. If I didn't save it, yes, we're going to start off with Kim and Kanye. Kim and Kanye, that's what we're going to start off tonight's show with. And this article says, Kim Kardashian wins divorce bid from Kanye. She's a single woman again. Says Kim Kardashian's quest to become a single woman has become a reality because the judge has granted her request to end her marriage to Kanye West. Kim will hereinafter be known just as Kim Kardashian. The West is gone. Kim was on a video call Wednesday's court hearing. Her lawyer, Laura Wasser, was in court and Kanye was absent. Kanye's lawyer did not object to restoring Kim's single status, although his lawyer said he had three conditions. One, any right to get reimbursed of monies that's supposed to be divided up will be preserved in case either of them dies. Judge granted that condition. There were two other conditions the judge rejected, that Kim would not transfer any assets she has in trust, and if Kim remarried, she would waive the marital privilege. That privilege means that a new spouse would not have to testify about communication he had with her. The judge said nope to that. To close out the hearing, Kim answered a series of questions known as the prove up, which included, are there problems in your relationship, and do you think your marriage can be saved with counseling? Kim answered yes to the first and no to the other. A source close to Kanye says he also wanted the divorce to be granted. He's now a single person as well. Kanye recently dropped his fourth divorce attorney, Chris Melcher, because there was little communication between Kanye and Melcher, making the relationship extremely difficult. It's been just over a year since Kim filed for divorce. We were also told Melcher was whipsawed. One day Kanye wanted the divorce, and the next day he wanted to fight for the marriage. Kim's been asking the judge to restore her single status since December, when she stated in docs, I very much desire to be divorced. She also said she'd asked Kanye to keep their divorce private, which he hadn't. And his social media posts had caused emotional distress. Kanye and his legal team had essentially resisted making arguments the couple's prenup should be presumed invalid, and even calling into question whether Kanye actually wrote the nasty social media posts. FYI, he claimed he hadn't been hacked. Of course, Kim and her team felt like this was all a stalling tactic. This, as Kanye had continued his overtures in a bid to win her back, even if it meant attacking her and her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson. There are reports Kim's paperwork was not filled out correctly, point of fact. The only error was that the documents mentioned Kanye as Kanye West, but after the docs were filed, he changed his name to Ye, so the divorce docs were changed to reflect that. In the end, no other conditions were imposed. When the judge signed the order, also Kim appeared on a video call that she shot from the closet in her home, so there would be no distractions, a.k.a. four kids. Okay. Well, when Kanye got with Kim, I think a lot of people were saying this is a bad idea for Kanye to be with Kim. Then Kanye married Kim. And a lot of people was like, Kanye shouldn't have married Kim. But he did, gave him kids. And you know what? I want to say this. There are some men out there who think that a woman is tainted because she got a lot of kids. There are some men who think like that, that a woman is tainted because she got a lot of kids. Yeah, she got a lot of kids, but she had them with the same man. Not too many women out there could say, my husband is the only man I've had kids with. You know, some people have kids from previous relationships, and then they get into a new relationship and marry that person and wind up having kids with them, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But no woman is tainted just because she got a lot of kids. Everybody deserves love. You know, and I'm glad they're divorced, because I think there's something wrong with Kanye mentally, and until he gets that addressed, he should not be in any more serious relationships until he gets his mental straight. Because if you agree to the divorce and then now all of a sudden you want to try and win your wife back, and then you go and get into another relationship. You know, it was a short-term one with Fox, with Jessica Fox or whatever her name is. You know, it was short-term still. You got into another relationship while you still married. Your divorce ain't been dissolved. And you already flaunting a new love around town. Like, this is what I should say. This is what I'm going to say to Anybody who's in a marriage, they don't want to be in anymore. Yes, I know you probably met someone that you want to be with. Wait until your divorce is final to really pursue that relationship. Because I'm going to say this. It's not fair to the new person when they can't fully have you. It's not fair. Because, and the reason why I say this is because me, myself, I cannot be with someone and we're 5 years in our relationship and I want to get married and I can't marry you because you already married. And I have to wait, in order to marry you, I have to wait till your divorce is final. But if you can't afford to file a divorce, then I'm going to never fully get to have you. Yes, I physically have you, but I'm not going to fully get to have you in the way I want to have you. If I want to have you, if I see you as the one I want to have you as my husband, I can't have you as my husband because you already married to someone. Even though you haven't been with them in years, you're still married to someone, though. You have to understand that. You know, some women don't care because they still get that relationship they've been wanting. But yeah, but when it gets to that point that you yourself feel you want to get married, you can't marry that person. They still married. Doesn't matter how I could be separated for 20 years with someone. If there's no divorce papers, no matter how many years me and this person have been separated, we're still married legally by paper. And you can't marry someone else while you're still married. It's against the law. You know, to me, it don't make no sense. If I can't fully have you, I don't know if I really want to get serious in a relationship. Because I'm putting my heart out there on the line. And what if, you know what I'm saying, the person you're married to decides they want to, after all this time being separated from you, now they want to work it out. Then that puts me in, and if you, y'all have a conversation, now I'm going to be put on the back burner because they're going to be trying to work it out with you. And they're going to try everything in their power to work it out with you, to get back with you. And remember, y'all still married. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If you fully get the divorce, or at least put separation papers in, so legally, to have papers that say you're legally separated, and then the next step would be divorce. You know, like, say I can't afford it. You and your person that you're married to need to go half and half and get that divorce. And neither one of y'all really want to be with each other. How about we, because I'm sure the dude that wants to be with her is not going to sit around and still be with her and wait. I'm not waiting years for you to decide you finally gonna get this divorce for us to really officially be together. No, I'm not doing that to myself. I'm not putting my heart in jeopardy. Because something can happen, something can spark something between y'all, and y'all wind up back together, and that leaves me out in the cold, so no. But, yeah. Kim, you go your way. Kanye, you go your way. Live your life the way you want to live your life. Date who you want to date. And please, because some couples do this. They separate, they get the divorce, and they wind up coming back to each other and getting remarried again. If y'all come back to each other, please don't get married again. Just keep being with each other. Don't get married again. The next one story I want to share with y'all is about NFL player Cam Newton. Yep, NFL player Cam Newton. Right. He was on his podcast with Brittany Renner, and he discussed his previous relationship with Kia Proctor. That's the woman he had 4 kids with. And he's explaining why he didn't marry her. He gave her 4 kids, but he didn't marry her. I'm not mad at him for his reasons or why he didn't marry her. I'm not mad at him. Because, you know, we as women, we read the story and then we're like, she gave you 4 kids, you should have married her. No. Just because you give a man children don't mean he should marry you. Or even if you just give him 1 kid don't mean he should marry you. So let me get into this. It says, Brittany Renner and Cam Newton discussed his previous relationship with Kia Proctor. Cam Newton is keeping it funky with his fans. The NFL player has been attempting to become more transparent with the world about his life, various decisions, and his purpose. In a recent episode of his podcast, Newton removed the velvet rope and gave fans an entrance to his past relationship with former girlfriend Kia Proctor and why he didn't marry her. Cam Newton reportedly began to date former dancer Kia Proctor around 2013. Proctor used to be employed at a Washington, D.C. strip club under the stage name Hazel before relocating to Atlanta in pursuit of a modeling career. While in the ATL, Kia Proctor also worked as a party promoter. Fans of the Carolina Panthers quarterback were shocked to discover that he and Kia Proctor welcomed their first child, a baby boy christened Chosen Sebastian Newton, on Christmas Eve in 2015. Taking to Twitter, Cam Newton shared the joyous news and stated that he was extremely blessed, but the family is excited for the new addition. In follow-up tweet, Cam Newton gave his reasons for keeping the pregnancy news a secret. The FC Award-winning athlete explained that he was quite quiet about this because I didn't want to create a distraction for my team and appreciate the privacy in this joyous time. Their second blessing came in the form of a beautiful daughter named Sovereign Dior Cambella Newton, born in February 2017. Newton shared an emotional photo of himself holding the precious baby girl that he had with his longtime girlfriend. Cam Newton and Kia Proctor became parents for the third time in 2018, their second son, Kamaitis Swain Newton, arrived on July 6th of that year, but it would not be the last for the couple. Shortly after announcing that he was abstaining from having intimacy for a month in 2019, it was revealed that he was about to be a father for the fourth time. Finally that year, their fourth child, Cashmere St. Newton, arrived in the world. However, the pro footballer would soon find himself in the news for another pregnancy reveal, but not from his longtime girlfriend. Cam Newton was revealed to have impregnated a model by the name of Lorena Shaw. The model bore a son Newton named Caesar Newton in July 2019, bringing his biological children count to 5. News of the baby caused the demise of Cam and Newton's relationship with Kim Proctor. He soon entered a relationship with Lorena Shaw. After spending so many years together with Kim Proctor, what caused him to leave? after all of those years and many children together, why didn't Cam Newton lock it down and marry his longtime girlfriend? Then the phone player got candid during a recent episode of Response to Share Why. While speaking with the Instagram model and social media person, Brittany Renner, Newton admitted to youth being a factor. However, he says that she changed over time in the same breath, stating that the woman he met was not the woman he left. Cam Newton admits that at the beginning of their relationship, he was more so the one who had marriage in view, as his parents' 36th marriage inspired him. 36th year marriage inspired him. Through that, he was able to see the many vicissitudes that marriage and commitment have to bring. Protecting her, Newton explains that over the time he began to feel the pressure of entering into a marriage and spot the cap, declaring that she was not going to be delegated to baby mama status. It was this that helped Cam Newton realize that he was incapable of that level of commitment to his partner at the time. However, the NFL player remains active in his children's lives. Interestingly, while Cam Newton has 5 children, he claims to be a proud father of 7. In an Instagram post celebrating Father's Day, Cam Newton expressed his love for his 5 children and 2 others from his ex-partner's past relationships. Kia Proctor has a daughter named Shakira Proctor from a previous relationship that Newton lovingly calls his daughter. He also helps raise Lorena Shaw's son, Jaden Amerio, with whom she had from a previous prior relationship. All right. Now I read that. I read it earlier, and that's what made me say, you know, I'm going to talk about it later on the show. And I'm going to say this. Ladies, stop pressuring these men to marry you. Stop coming at them talking about you need to put a ring on it. You need to put a ring on it. I've been with you for such and such years. You need to put a ring on it. See, you got to let him do it in his time. Not your time. In his time. I've learned that in his time. But when you're dating someone, I say by year one, guys should already be talking about being exclusive. And you should already know him enough that y'all should know each other enough to want to be exclusive. That's another thing. Year two, y'all should fully know each other. Year three is when you start having that talks of where you see yourselves in the future, together or separated. Because if you don't see the person you're dating that you're exclusive with a part of your future, then they should not be in your present. If you don't see them a part of your future, they should not be in your present. Because a lot of people hang on to people they know they need to let go because they have this fear of being alone. That's why they stay in relationships longer than they should, because they have that fear of being alone. Now, if you don't see me in your future, I shouldn't be in your present. Why in the hell, what's the point of us still seeing each other if you don't see yourself marrying me in the future? You don't see me in your future and us getting married and having a family. Because if you don't see that, I should not be in your presence. But I'm saying to the ladies, I'm saying this to you, don't pressure a man to marry you. He will let him do it in his time. Because the more you pressure him to marry you, the more you're going to start pushing him away and him wanting to change his mind. Because It said in the article, Cam's parents have been married for 36 years. So he knows what a lasting relationship looks like. He knows what it looks like. He's been around it. And you pressuring him to want to get married, especially when he's not ready, is pushing him away. Because he's probably saying, you know what, I don't want to go home just yet, because I don't want to walk in the door and her wanting to have to talk about when we getting married and stuff when I'm not ready for that just yet. Yes, I want to get married, but I'm not ready for it right now. And I'm putting my own business out there. I was dating someone. 5 months into dating that person, I felt they was the one. And back in the beginning times of the internet, you know, the internet and all that stuff, we were learning it, so we didn't really know how to use it. So I would send letters. I sent the person, yes, even though it was 5 years into us being in a relationship, I sent the letter. And I said in the letter, I asked the person, would they marry me? I said, not now. I'm not saying now in the present. I said, but, you know, not now, but later down the road. The person said yes. They agreed. And I know 5 months is too soon to even propose to a person. But when you feel that person is the one, you jump the gun and do stuff like that. It didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? And then the relationship didn't work out. But if you're a man and a woman you're dating that you're exclusive with comes to you and you're not ready for marriage, you got to let them know. Say, look, I'm not ready for marriage right now. When that time comes, when I'm ready, you will know if you're the one I'm going to put that ring on. Because just because he ain't ready now doesn't mean that down the line you're going to be that person he wants to put that ring on. And I know it hurts. It hurts when you really love a person and you think you and that person is going to get married and it doesn't happen. I know it hurts. You know, it hurts. That's why I said, once you hit year one, you should know enough about the person you're dating. Once you hit year two, you should definitely be talking about, we're exclusive. It's only me and you. Yeah, should be in that talk, so the relationship being exclusive. Year three and year four is when you start having those talks about the future and getting married and having a family. Year five is when you make that decision and say, let's get married. I said this to someone I was there. I said, I cannot do it. I cannot spend 5 years with someone and not once have to talk about marriage and children. Because I've seen on TV, I think I watched the episode of Jerry Springer, and the guy and the woman was together for 10 years and he ain't proposed. They've been together for 10 years and he ain't proposed. And I'm like, that can't be me. But the fact that if she's willing to stick it out with him is still, if year five, if year four, there's no talks of getting married, I'm not staying. What am I staying for? What? I'm going to stay around and still get no ring? No. I get it. Some people, marriage is not for some people. And that's why they stay in their relationship and not get married. But you got to understand that other person you with may want to get married. And you have to have that discussion. You can't just think, I'm hold off on having that discussion because let me tell you, some other person's gonna come in, and all the things that she wanted from you, they're gonna offer. There's gonna be if you're the one. As the guy in the relationship, if you're the one that doesn't want the marriage, there's going to be a guy that's going to want to give her that. And children. Now, if it's the girl who doesn't, there's going to be a girl who wants to give him that. And when he gets with that girl, you're going to be kicking yourself because you wish you gave them what they wanted. So we're going to take a musical break here. And let's do this. Let's play some J. King.
Waste your time. baby, yeah, and it's so sublime. I'm gonna love you,
I'm gonna love you, baby,
love you, baby,
get to know you, baby,
I can know you,
I'm gonna love you, baby,
I gotta show you,
really get to know you,
you need to love me,
I'm gonna love you, baby,
love you,
really get to know you, baby,
get to know you,
I'm gonna show you,
girl,
baby,
let me show you,
why you need to know me,
you
baby,
need to love me,
girl, you got that.
For your listening pleasure, Rosa Starlin Radio has great programming. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, then the Experience at 11. Wednesday, BOE from the Pages to the Airwaves at 11. Every third Wednesday of every month, it is the Promote Your Business show at 9. Friday is Friday Night Indie Mix at 11. Saturday at 7 is Six and Road. Saturday Night Indie Mix at 11. Sunday is Mixed Variety Sunday.
This is James Macon, and you are listening to the Six Eyes and Road to Stardom show. Yeah. Hey, Kim.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we're back with my music. Oh, my gosh. I forgot Jimmy did that drop for us for the Six and Road show. And I forgot he sang it. Jimmy's no longer with us. You know, Jimmy, you know, Six let me know that Jimmy has passed away. And, you know, to hear the drops that Jimmy had done for us, that one made me laugh. Because I forgot about that one and that he was singing it. Because I would have did the same thing. I probably would have did the same thing myself. But we're going to get back into the show. And, as I was saying, you know, in the Cam Newton situation, yeah, pressure men into marrying you. But let me tell you something. He may marry you and things don't work out. Is that what you want? You pressure so much to put on it, and then he puts on it. And but he doesn't marry you. Like you get engaged, but he doesn't marry you because of you marrying him. Let these men propose their own time. You're the one. You will receive a ring. Now, dating the mama's boy. That's going to be a hard one. That's going to be a hard one. He's a mama's boy. That's going to be a hard one to get around. Because he values his mom's opinion, gonna ask if he should propose to you. And if she don't like you, she goes down and propose to you. But he's never planning to make it. It ain't gonna work. To be honest, he may out on you. You see, Cam stepped out on his girl and had baby number 5 with somebody. Oh, my bad for the noise, background noise. You see, he had baby number 5 with somebody else while he was still with his girlfriend. And he take care of his kids, and I'm glad he does that. Because you got some men, not all, but some men who get into a new relationship and forget about the kids they had the previous one. And just because that video, the girl said this. Not a flex. Because, you know, these women think it's a, you know, if you were the man who's not 10 years of his children from a previous relationship, that you and him get together and y'all want to have kids and he's taking care of your kids. Or if you have kids but he's taking care of your kids, helping you take care of your kids, but not taking care of his own. Girl, that's the biggest, and that's a flex. And I'm not a flex. Not a flex with a man who has kids from a previous relationship, not taking care of him, but helping you take care of your kids. That's not a flex. That is not. And you can't put in her, and then what she said, and then you wind up having a baby by that's not a flex. You know what I mean? You as his woman should be encouraging him to take care of his children. You as his woman should be encouraging him to take care of the children he had in the previous relationship. I don't care if him and the girl don't get along. You still should be encouraging him to take care of his kids. there was, I think I saved the video I wanted to share with y'all on TikTok. I'm gonna pull it up. I think I have them at TikTok videos because I wanted to share it with y'all and you find it. And the girl was sharing the story of a guy that, if I could find the video. And ladies, you will be pissed. And some of you men out there will be pissed about this too. Dang it. I think I could tell y'all. I think I know the gist of the story. So, oh, here we go. I got it. I think this is it. This is it right here.
One of my followers told me this from Reddit. I want my fiance to get rid of his 5-year-old daughter.
Okay, that's not the one. Sorry, y'all. That's not the one that I was talking about. But I want to share this one too. So I'm going to let it. I'm going to let this one rock. And then we're going to discuss this one. But it was another one.
One of my followers emailed me this from Reddit. I want my fiance to get rid of his 5-year-old daughter. My 32-year-old fiance has a 5-year-old daughter. Her mother passed away when she was giving birth to her. He has been with her ever since he lost his wife, with the help of his family, of course. I am now in the picture, and we're going to 2023, and I'm 6 months pregnant with his son. I'm not the stepmother type, so I know I won't treat his daughter the same way I will treat our son. To be quite honest, she annoys me. She looks exactly like her mother, and she constantly reminds my fiance of his dead wife. And she is very attached to her daddy, which makes me afraid that my son will be able to bond with his father because of her. Basically, I want to tell my fiance to get rid of her so she can live with her grandparents. Find her a nice couple that wants to adopt a child. I don't know how to approach the situation, but I need to find a way to convince my fiance to get rid of her. I'm not a bad person. I'm just trying to look out for my son and make sure that he will get his father that he deserves. Please help. This is so triggering, especially coming from having a mother. Sis, let me tell you something. When you date somebody that has a child, especially him being a single father, you knew that he was a package deal. So when you were on that first date, you knew he was a package deal. When you decided to make this into a relationship, you knew that was a package deal. When he proposed to you, you knew that he was a package deal. You can't love him without loving her somewhat. Okay? You knew that eventually if you were going to get with this dude, that he had a daughter. And let's just call it what it is. You sound like you're jealous. You're jealous of their relationship. You're jealous that she looks like the woman that if she didn't die, you wouldn't be with him. That's what it is. He can love both his children equally. You're just jealous of a 5-year-old. That's what it sounds like. She's five. She's five. How are you going to tell a man to have his child adopted? You're just jealous of a 5-year-old. Sick.
My father was emailing this. And I agree with her. I agree with her sentiments. You telling this man you fell in love with, or you claim you fell in love with, give him his child because he won't love his son as equally. There's something wrong with you. Something mentally wrong with you. You need some help. Okay, there was a, this wasn't it. I'm trying to find the one I really wanted to share with y'all, but... Okay, let me get to that one, because, okay, I'm trying to, I'm trying to find it because I was trying to find the story I was telling you about. Because there was one, I found it, y'all. I'm sorry I was giving y'all dead silence, but I found it. Let me pause this video, so let me turn the volume back up, so y'all can hear it. You started from the beginning.
A decade ago, I told this female to abort my kid. I also had my homegirl up. She left the hood. I lurked on Facebook, and she's married with my son and other kids. Pics of her husband with my son at football, Christmas, etc. To assume my role as his real dad. please go to hell. Go to hell. 3 years later, after he done got this bump up, because she bought the man, she put him in and took your son in and his two sons. And now you want to be daddy? You wait until this one has moved on, a happy life, has a good man, and you can't stand to see that other man doing what you should have been doing 10 years ago? No, sir. You have to go to hell.
A decade ago, I told that I cheated on a decade ago.
Stop. My sentiment is exactly, go to hell. Go to hell with gasoline and drawers on. When I saw this, it came down my For You page on TikTok. But it was a duet. Someone duetted the girl who just was reading that. And I was like, I know I did not hear that right. A decade ago, the girl got pregnant. He told her to abort it. She didn't. He had her jumped by his friend. And when I heard, I said, that girl who jumped her, who beat her up while she was pregnant, need her ass beat. As a woman, you let this man, who's not your boyfriend but your friend, talk into beating a pregnant woman. And she probably thought if her good enough, she'd lose the baby. She didn't. She still had the baby. But as a woman, you really let some man who you not in a relationship with convince you to beat up a pregnant woman? For real? Are you serious? A man you not in a relationship with that you're just friends with convince you to beat up a pregnant woman. She could have charges. You could be in jail right now. You can be in jail right now for beating up a pregnant woman. You lucky all she did was leave the neighborhood and not press charges. I'm serious. See, I know how to fight, but I'm not one who's out who goes out looking for fights. But if that was me, the girl who beat up the pregnant girl, she would have got her ass whooped. If that was me, if I was a pregnant girl, she would have got her ass whooped. Seriously, she would have got her ass whooped. And what's crazy is, now the thing is, you know, it's going to be the talk of the town that you done got your ass beat by a pregnant woman. But why would... I'd have been like, if a dude come to me and sing about beat up his ex, or his, I'm like, one, I'm going to be asking questions, like, for what? Because she carrying my baby, that's all that happened. Are you fucking kidding me? You asking me to beat up a pregnant woman? Is you fucking kidding me? What kind of person do you think I am? To ask me that question to beat up a pregnant woman. What kind of person do you think I am? You know, I just wanted to share that with y'all. Yeah, you need to go to hell with gasoline drawers on. I'm going to come now and disrupt her life with her husband, the man who's... And depending on when she got him in, if your son a baby when she got with that man. That man is all he needs. That's his father. And she ain't gonna let you and disrupt that. Nope. She's not letting you come in there and disrupt that. You're gonna have to be looking at your child from a distance. And I'm sure when your son gets older, she will tell him that her husband is not his real father. And she will leave it up to him if he wants to see you or not. She's not disrupting the good life her son's got. Mm-mm. She's not doing that. So, Quincy's in the news. You know Diddy's son, Quincy's in the news. Technically, he's Diddy's son. He's Bobby Shaw's son. But he took the responsibility of the dad role. Bobby Shaw was there. See that, and this is kind of like the same situation that the girl just read. It's up to the child when it's a youth. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you gotta tell my husband to stop praying dad to my son, his real dad when in the picture. Hell to no. So, like I said, Quincy's news, and it says, Diddy sent Quincy, says Jabu Pilot. Diddy sent Quincy, says Jabu Pilot, physically assaulted him ahead of flight. Said Diddy sent Quincy evidently had an unfavorable experience while flying Jabu last week. According to a tweet from Quincy, the pilot of the plane got physical with the 30-year-old after suspecting after there was a disagreement over Quincy's carry-on luggage. On Monday, February 28th, Quincy went into further detail about what he says went down in an Instagram video. The pilot put his hands on me, he said. Why? Because my bag, which fits in my pocket damn near, they claimed it didn't fit. My assistant had my bag. I was on the plane already. They wouldn't let him bring it on. He got on the plane. I let him know I need my bag. That's not a bag to check. It has my medication, my items. It has my jewelry. It literally has everything my personal belongings. Nothing in my pocket, he continued. The pilot comes with my bag, tells me to get my fucking diabetic medication out. First of all, it's anxiety medication, not that. He looks at me and says, you're not taking this bag on the plane. I said, yes, I am. He said, no, you're not. Grabs me and drives me on the jet bridge. That's when I got my phone out. Quincy was a 4.4 million following on Instagram, then called out the pilot and admitted there was some kind of alternative. And knock him out and everything was just uncalled for, he added. I never had no pilot put no hands on me. Like, I don't know what you went through before that. I don't care, but the severity of me just trying to get my bag for my personal belongings became a situation to where the pilot put his hands on me. Jabu, what's his name? Tepesh. Get the fuck out of here. Airlines have been called out numerous times by various celebrities for their perceived mistreatment. In 2019, Boosie Badass accused American Airlines of being racist after an employee who prevented him from boarding a plane. The man who just refused to let me get on the plane with my kid, a bitch-ass hater, he wrote on Instagram at the time, if I ever see you again, I'ma go spit in your fucking face, you bitch ass hater. The captain told you that we could be let on, but you did not want us on because of your jealousy towards me. I missed my fucking pool party, you bitch ass hoe. Boosie Tyree's response from the airlines after the video footage of the incident was carefully reviewed. The same event, Boosie's inbound flight from Jackson, Mississippi to Charlotte, and this past Saturday was delayed, and he arrived at the gate for his connecting flight to Grand Rapids, Michigan, after the plane door had been closed. Misconnections are frustrating, but reiterated that Boosie was not denied boarding for any other meaning that he arrived after the door had already closed. We immediately rebooked Boosie and his family for a later flight, which is our standard procedure for connections. I'm going to say this, and you know when I don't normally curse unless something really pisses me off. As the pilot of the motherfucking plane, I'm sorry. I know y'all don't normally hear me curse, but I only curse when I'm pissed off. Because I've ridden JetBlue, and I've been on JetBlue, I've been on United. I've been on Spirit, I think, Southwest, one of them, a lot of different airlines, but I've never had problems with these airlines. And then to read when celebrities are having problems with these airlines, is like, but this one right here pissed me off because, you know what I'm saying, the pilot, right? You're the one that flies the plane. Why are you interacting with the people getting on the plane? You should already be in the pilot seat getting ready to fly the plane while people are still boarding. So why are you interacting with the people on the plane? Like, I noticed when I board the plane, the pilot's standing, you might be standing there by the door. The stewardess and the flight attendants be there to welcome you onto the plane, and then the attendant might say, "What's your seat number?" And you know, like, over here, you know, you tell me to stay, and you over, like, you on the left side or the right side, you know, you all the way in the back, you know what I'm saying? But for you as a pilot to put your hand on a passenger on a plane, talking about they can't bring their bag on it. First of all, if the bag was not a bag that's supposed to be on there because it's too big, right? Because it's too big, why didn't they stop him at the gate? Why they let him through with the bag? Because normally what they do is, if a person's bag looks too big to be a carry on, they will ask them and say, "Would you mind checking in your bag because it's too big, and I don't think we will have any room for it." But if that's his personal stuff where he has his medicine that he has to take for anxiety or whatever, if they let him through with it, then it was no problem with the bag. Why are you, the pilot, making it an issue? You're there to do your job, and that's fly the damn plane. Not worry about if somebody's bag really is an actual carry-on bag. Because I've been asked that. We are full to capacity, and we may not have no room, so would you mind checking your bag? And if it's nothing important in my bag, then I would say yeah. But if it's like with Quincy, his medicine and all, I'm going to say no. My medicine and stuff is in here, so I need it with me. But they probably just, you know, the attendants will be nice to say, "Well, is it a way you can take it out?" No, I can't take it out. I have no way to put it once I take it out. You know, clothes I may have on may not have pockets, so I may not have no way to put it once I take it out. It's just crazy to me that you, as a pilot, putting your hand on a passenger. And if I own the airline, I'm paying you to fly on a plane, not to interact with the damn passengers and get into altercations. That's not what I'm paying to do. But you know, JetBlue, just like all these other airlines, they're gonna listen to what I said. The pilot's gonna spend the narrative. Yeah, the pilot's gonna spend the narrative to make it work in his favor. Trust me. The pilot's gonna work in his favor, and the corporate might believe him. What if it wasn't Quincy? What if it was a woman? You understand what I'm saying? What if it was a woman? Would they really care? We have to think about these things when stuff are happening on planes and stuff, and like people getting kicked off and stuff like that, or having altercation. Like, what if a woman? Would they really do something about it if it was a woman in that same situation? To think about, right? Yep. Something to think about. What time is it? That's something to think about, though. Yep. Now, somebody said, this is someone's response to the article. Said, Blue Basic Fare Star, Big Baller, you bought the fare at a low-cost carrier. No bags, cupcake, them is the rules. Maybe next time, have Diddy Flyer. Let me explain something to the person who wrote that comment. I don't care if I'm worth billions of dollars. If my child is grown, my child can pay for his own damn ticket to get him to wherever he needs to go across the country. You know, once your child hits a certain age, the purse strings stop. Especially if you're a celebrity. You know, it stops. You can help your child, you can, but now he's grown. Quincy's 30. He can pay for his own ticket. This has nothing to do with Diddy. Now, you're probably thinking, well, Diddy's rich. Maybe Diddy should let him take the private jet. Yeah, a lot of celebrities got money, that they all have jets. No. If Diddy needs one, he can get one, but he doesn't own one. He has the money that he can fly private. Quincy don't have the same money as Diddy that he can fly private all the time. He shouldn't have been treated that way. Ask nicely. His assistant, rather, because they approached their assistant. The assistant should have... The assistant should have asked nicely. I don't know if his assistant is a man or woman, but his sister should have been asked nicely. Say, well, do you mind, you know, check the bag if you can. And the sister would have said, well, let me check because my bag is my boy's bag. And let me check with my boss, if it's okay to check his bag. But no, the pilot went about it the wrong way. Lucky that Quincy is not one of those react type of people where if you touch him, react and hit him back. And they have the right to do so. You know what I'm saying? They have a right to do so. Yeah. In a little early than that is for some reason my eyes is but I got one more I want to share with you. My music love on air. If you know the group badger, you should know who I have to talk about. Says, we received sad news this morning via a post from Blue Magic singer Douglas and Mills. The Blue Magic co-founder Richard Perkins died. It is with heavy broken heart that I have lost my brother, his best friend Richard Pryor. He was my best friend before our group Blue Magic was ever formed. It's so hard losing one of the original Blue Magic members. My prayers go out to his wife, who called me early this morning. I'm trying to be strong for her. Please keep us all in your prayers. May Richard sleep well in paradise. Then it says, while not the most prominent member of the iconic group, Pratt was a key to the act's success, helping to make Blue Magic one of the true vocal of the 1970s and 50s soul world team. Formed by Temple University student Ted Wilson Mills, some friends, scored an early hit with Mills' composition Spell. When the other members who participated in the recording balked at Toy merged with local band Shades of Love. Pratt, along with Vernon Sawyer, Wendell Sawyer, and Keith Duke, to form Nucleus of Magic Top for years to come. I love Sasha. Oh, I love that song by Blue Magic. This weekend, I'm going to do a tribute to Blue Magic. Let me finish this article here. They signed to Atlantic Records in 1973. The group came out with several hit singles on the way to creating a debut album. Blue Magic became one of the earliest acts by veteranly guitarist Norman Harris, who spent most of the decade in the shadow of Gamble and Huff, but who masterminded a number of great albums for artists from the Tramps to the Temptations. Blue Magic's debut album included a number of quality tunes, perhaps the most surprising of which was Look Me Up, and a session stepper highlighted by Mills, Claire Falsetto, and which created early comparisons with the stylistics. But real crossover success came with Side, a now classic Philly forlorn ballad that topped the soul charts and made the pop top 10. The rather contrived follow-up, Three Ring Circus. Life is a Three Ring Circus. Yeah, I remember that one too. was musically another solid ballad that did well despite the obvious attempt to mimic Sideshow, even beginning with the same Carnival Barker. Over the next years, Blue Magic became known mostly for smooth ballads, and the group stayed high on the soul charts, but stopped to start, and Chasing Rain was before landing with the dance tune Magic of the Blue. Oh, here's another classic by Blue Magic I love. What's come over me? What's come over me? I haven't heard these songs in so long. Blue Magic fortunes faded as the 70s came to an end, and Pratt left in the early 80s. And over the past 20 years, Blue Magic splintered into multiple groups, each led by one or more original members, with Pratt being his own version of the group. Rushing for Blue Magic, the five members of Blue Magic reunited in 2018 for an episode of TV One's music biography show. It was the first time they had all been together in nearly three decades, and they mulled over the possibility of a full reunion. Excuse me for joining. Though that has not materialized, we will be praying for Mr. Pratt's family, even as we celebrate the half century of musical greatness he brought. Peace to Richard Pratt, our Blue Magic, and could also go out to the family.
Let the Sideshow begin. Heavy, heavy, stop running in. Guaranteed.
Oh, I love that song. Oh. Yes. I really got to do a tribute to Magic. I think either I'm going to do it Saturday, Friday or Saturday, I might do it. Some of those songs, just to sing along with them. Let me see something here. Let's see. I'm trying to see here. Let me see if I can pull up the lyrics. Here we go. Here's the lyrics. Let's see if I can remember. If I remember the song.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. I think I see the same show in town.
I don't know if they talk that part or sing that part. You know what? I'm going to play this song. I don't know if y'all... I'm going to play this song to see if y'all be able to hear it. So let's see here. Let's see if I can, if I'll be able to hear it and I sing along.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry, before the show begins, my friend. And in love, he's just sick. I hope you will attend. He only hopes you think you can do me. When life has done to those on you and me, see the man with the broken heart. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad.
So bad, so bad.
See the girl who has thought to you the love she ever had. There's got to be no special place to be. No balance or affection guaranteed. So let the power show me. No, stop running. Can I pass the path? Can it be to make the path?
Yes, that is my song. That's a classic Bible magic right there. The sideshow. So the first part I was trying to sing, it was a talking part, and I wasn't sure. If they were singing it or they were talking it, it was a talking part. So it goes. So it starts off, the talking part is, hurry, step right up. See the saddest show in town for only 50 cents. That's the talking. I don't like talking parts in songs. I really don't. Because your talking voice is different. To me, your talking voice kind of is a little bit different than your singing voice. That's why I'll never do the talking part. Then it goes, step right up, hurry, before the show begins. my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets. I hope you will attend. Oh, my voice sounds terrible right now. I had that ice cream, you know, that dairy that messed up my voice. And the other one is, the other song is Come Over Me. That's another classic that we would save for the tribute to Blue Magic. But once again, I'm going to say rest in peace to Mr. Richard Pratt of Blue Magic. Condolences go out to his family, and you will hear more Blue Magic when we do the tribute to the group. And, you know, we have to start giving our artists, our legends, their flowers while they're still alive. Yep. We have to give them their flowers while they're still alive. So, that's the stories that I wanted to share with y'all. And here's some sports news with y'all. Black Girl Magic Evan Jackson makes history as first black woman speed skater to take home the gold medal. Now, it's only a few of us in this Winter Olympics. I remember years back, we had the black figure skater. I don't think she won a gold, but she did do a good job. And it says, with the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in full swing, 29-year-old Evan Jackson of Ocala, Florida, just made history as the first black woman to win a gold medal for an individual sport. Speed skating, a sport that the U.S. had not seen triumph in at the Olympic Games since 2010, was left in smoke after Jackson won first place in the women's 500 meter with a time of 37.04 seconds at the National Speed Skating Oval on Sunday night. And I think what she did tonight is going to be a springboard to give so many girls and boys the opportunity to look up to someone that they haven't been able to look at and relate to. That goes far beyond what any of us could imagine. Jackson's athletic career started off with inline skating and roller derby. By the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, she qualified for the 500-meter speed skating event as the first black woman to represent Team USA. However, she did not win. That then deterred her from making her dream become a reality. She never came in with an ego that, oh, I've already been at the top in this. I've got it. No, she was very humble. She was willing to start off at square one, said national team coach Ryan Shimabukuro. Jackson follows a long line of extraordinary black women in making history in the Olympic Games. Hopefully it has an effect, she said. Hopefully we can see more minorities, especially in the U.S., getting out and trying some of these winter sports. Unlike many Olympic caliber athletes, Jackson also graduated from the University of Florida with honors with an engineering degree, further insinuating the power of black girl magic. So congratulations to Alan, to Alan Jackson. And congratulations to her for winning that gold medal. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Black girl magic. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Black girl magic. Yep. And congratulations to all the other winners. Now, so you know, I don't know if I shared this with y'all, but I'm going to share it. You remember Sha'Carri Richardson was banned, well, I won't say banned, because you remember Sha'Carri Richardson was stopped from participating in some Olympics because they found drugs in the system. And the drug they found in her system was marijuana. And because of that, they wouldn't let her compete. Well, in the Winter Olympics, it was a 15-year-old who took a drug test, had drugs in her system, and they still let her compete. But come to find out that she took the drug test. It was said that she took the drug test after she competed, not before she competed. That she didn't take the drug test till after she competed already. And it was like, and Sha'Carri felt that was messed up of the Olympic committee to stop her from running her race, and all she did was smoke weed. But this 15-year-old who was taking heart medication, then trying to lie about it, say she mistakenly took a grandfather's heart medication. That was a damn lie. But she didn't win anyway, so, you know, karma's a bitch, right? As I say, karma's a bitch. Or karma's a just best self code. And she got her code dish, because I think competing, she fell while doing one of her routines. She fell by doing her routine, not one of, by doing her routine, she fell. And it's like, weed is not a drug that would enhance you to win a race, but the medicine that 15-year-old took would. Like, Sha'Carri said, I get it. So, I didn't follow the rules, so I get it. But what's not fair is that she didn't follow, that 15-year-old didn't follow the rules either, but still got to compete. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the problem is. You know? So, it is our time. Now I'm going to say goodbye to all my listening friends. I appreciate you for rocking with your girl. A BOE for the pages of the airwaves. See you at the next show, which is the Indie Experience, where you know the best in indie music. Yep, I love PM Eastern Standard Time. So my indie artists out there who want their music played right here in the station, or you can just hit me up at 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014. That's how you get your music played. Oh, what? Excuse me, I'm over here yawning. And if you miss any show, given by Road to Stardom, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Road to Stardom. That's blogtalkradio.com/Road to Stardom. Or you could just Google Road to Stardom Radio, see the many platforms we are on. Or go to the Road to Stardom Radio Facebook page. You can listen by phone through there to the podcast episode. Well, to the episodes there. And the next one, more trip is the show. It is on. the 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you got to know the business owner, odds, anyone with something to promote. Call 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318 to promote what you got going on. And if you want to be spotlighted by Road to Stardom, all you gotta do is hit me up at roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. That's roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. With a biopic links to your music biopic links to your business's website. You know that Road to Stardom Radio, Black Girl Forever Foundation has this Stop the Violence initiative going on called Ceasefire. Putting together a mixtape called Ceasefire as well. And it's going to be about 15 tracks. So if you're an artist and you want to be a part of it, you just hit me up at roadtostardom2010@gmail.com with a biopic and your song. Make sure the name of the song is listed, your name, your government name, your artist name, and all that, you know, all the important stuff is listed with the track. And make sure that your song is a Stop the Violence song. I don't need no song that was going to be on your album. I don't need the single that's going to be on your album. No, it has to be a Stop the Violence song. It doesn't matter what genre you're in, you can submit a Stop the Violence song. Also, we have the t-shirt that you can get on. You can go to roadtostardommerch.com and purchase the Ceasefire My Life Matters t-shirt. You can also get the shirt also at the Black Oak Forever store. And that is blakoke-forever.creator-spring.com. Yep. You can go there and get the same shirt as well. And the money raised in that shirt will go to the Black Oak Foundation. Because we need to educate our kids and let them know violence is never the answer when you have a problem with someone. Excuse me, once again, violence is never the answer when you have a problem with someone. And the reason why we have this initiative is because so many innocent people are getting killed for no reason. And their murders go unsolved. They turn into cold cases and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, all you got to do to be a part of the mixtape is hit me up at roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Make sure in the subject line you put mixtape submission. Right? In the subject line, you're going to put mixtape submission. If you want to make a donation to the station to help people going, you could do so. Go to paypal.me/roadtostardom. paypal.me/roadtostardom. You can go to Cash App with $Roadtostardom. Venmo roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Make sure in the notes section you put donation. To the foundation, you can do paypal.me/blackoakforever. Yep, that's paypal.me/blackoakforever. Yep. And like I said, I appreciate you. I will see you at the show. Peace, love. But behind that,